This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are dozens of uses for the online bulletin board Craigslist. You can find an apartment, a job, a barca lounger, all fine and legal. But you can also find sensual massage, nude house cleaning, and other erotic services, many of which are neither fine nor legal. And Tom Dart, who is the sheriff of Cook County, Illinois, is suing Craigslist to take down those erotic service ads. He joins us for member station WBEZ in Chicago. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
What's the problem here with Craigslist?
The problem is that they're actively facilitating a commission of a crime in the name of prostitution, and it's not the consenting adult prostitution. We're talking quite frequently about juveniles being involved here.
However, it says on Craigslist that you have to be 18 to proceed to that part of the of what's on offer, and there are other cautions they take.
And if you aren't 18, nothing happens. And that's been my problem with them from the get-go, Robert. I've told them, you have a great site for 99% of it, but there's one part of it that A, is illegal, but B, is causing people to be victimized, but primarily women in the prostitution field, if you want to call it that. And I've asked them, I said, either shut it down or monitor it. And they will do neither of them. And that's the thing that's perplexing to me.
But in a statement that Craigslist offers online, which explains its policy on erotic services, it points out newspaper classifieds, alternative weeklies, and the telephone yellow pages have all featured escort and sensual massage ads similar to those on Craigslist for several decades. And they say the difference is that in the case of Craigslist, they actually give the revenue they receive from this area to charity, and they also enable their users to flag inappropriate ads for removal, whereas there's no such service in a newspaper.
Well, a couple things. One, the flagging that goes on actually is being hijacked by other prostitutes, because the flagging is done by people going to the site. So as you can imagine, the people looking for prostitutes are not terribly offended by much, and so they aren't flagging anything. It's other prostitutes who are trying to knock another prostitute's ads off. They'll flag it. That's A. The money they're donating to charity I find to be somewhat comical and very sad, because here they are getting money quite often from people who are either juvenile pimps or into human trafficking, and the money then is subsequently being given to people to prevent juvenile pimping and human trafficking. And so that's troubling in and of itself. But when they try to liken themselves to newspaper ads, it is so different. I mean, you'd seriously have...
What's the great difference between an online site with classifieds and newspaper classifieds?
Because, well, one of it is they have specifically tailored their site to facilitate it. Unlike an ad where people put content in, they have an opportunity to put content in specific subcategories depending on what it is you like. And then within the subcategories, the photographs, this is not something where under anyone's interpretation you could say this is an escort service. The photographs are either naked or semi-naked, quite often showing sex acts, in addition to which they actually lay out the prices as to how much they charge for different acts, for how long a period of time they are. None of that is in any other, it's not allowed in any other newspaper that I've ever seen.
Honestly, would you expect to see any decline in the amount of prostitution in Cook County after a couple of years of enforcing at this level?
I have no delusions that we're going to change a crime that's been around since the history has begun, but we know this has become a hub of it. We know this is a conduit for prostitution, but because they have otherwise legitimate interests, we'll walk away from it. So like, no, be a responsible member of the community. We're not trying to be prudes here, but just do not help facilitate crimes.
Well, Sheriff Dart, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
Tom Dart, who is the sheriff of Cook County, Illinois, he is suing Craigslist to try to get them to take those erotic service ads off the site.